Okay, so we're going to be thinking about joy. Are you joyful? Well, a few, half of them are at the front. Are you joyful out there?
Yes.
Hey, good. Okay, so happy Christmas, yeah. But actually, when you think about it, particularly this last year, I wonder if you feel joyful about all the things that have been in the news. It's been a time when we still had COVID knocking around. Hands up if you've had COVID in the last year. A few of you, yeah, so it's still knocking around, still worry about that. We've had the Queen dying, sort of a sad thing, isn't it? We've had the war in Ukraine. We've had the cost of living crisis. Are you feeling depressed yet? Happy Christmas. It's been a tough year, and to cap it all, England didn't win the World Cup. So it's been a tough year. But actually, as Christians, no matter how bad things become, we're called to be joyful, to rejoice. Not because life always goes easily, it doesn't, but because of what God is doing. We're going to think a bit about that as we look back at that passage from Isaiah chapter 9. If you've got Bibles there, you want to try and find it. I can't remember what the page is, but it's somewhere in the middle. Isaiah chapter 9. So now, to help me with this, hidden around the church, they're not very hidden, there are four happy faces, okay? So can you children here, can you find the four faces as you go and do that? As we think about Isaiah, Isaiah was written at a time about 700 years before Jesus came. And it was a time for Israel when actually it was a really dark and a hard time. They'd had a king ruling for a long time that had died. They had a quick change of rulers. They had people invading, the Assyrians, pretty nasty people invading. Thank you, just sit down for a moment. Sit down with it, sit. And the king of the time, he sort of turned away from God, Ahaz. He was a pretty horrible king, and he thought he didn't want to go with God. He'd give it up on God. He'd close the temple and all sorts of other things. So for those that wanted to be God's people, people like Isaiah, 700 BC was a really dark and difficult time. Lots of things going wrong. And it's during that time that Isaiah had some of these prophecies, and he spoke about what God would do, how God can give hope and joy even in the midst of darkness. So I'm going to use the Advent calendar we have here to help me with this a bit as well. Now, who's got the purple face? Got a purple face? Brilliant. Okay, so, do you want to hold it? Come up here. Right, on the back of the purple face, can you see what that is?
The sun and the sea.
The sun and the sea, that's right. Do you want to turn it around and show everyone? There you go, the sun and the sea. Now, you could say it's a sunset. It's meant to be a sunrise, okay? It's important to get the right way around. It's a sunrise. And Isaiah says, look, you people living in darkness, you're going through really tough and hard times. And actually, he was talking, if you read the verse before, about the place of Naphtali and Zebulun, which is by the Sea of Galilee. And at that time, they were the places that first got invaded by the Assyrians. And you think the Russians are bad, the Assyrians were horrible. And for people like Isaiah sitting in Jerusalem thinking, things are tough, they would look at the people living up by the Sea of Galilee and think, they've got it really, really tough. Like we live here, we think maybe things are tough now in Britain, but we look at what's happening in Ukraine, we think they've got it really, really tough. They're living in the darkest of dark times. And Isaiah says, to them a light will come. To them a light will shine. He's saying that no matter how bad things get, no matter how tough things become, God can send light into your darkness. God will turn it around. And of course, in a way, he literally fulfilled that. If you go to Matthew chapter 4, he quotes those verses. And he says, Jesus came to the region of Galilee, to the place of Naphtali and Zebulun. He came as a light into the darkness. The light was dawning. Great, you're doing a brilliant job. Should we stick that up? Let's stick that up here. The wonders of blue tack. So the people walking in darkness had seen a great light. Brilliant. Okay, and where's the purple face go? Did you see that? Where that went? Is that over here? Oh, yes. We'll stick that up as well. So that's one reason to be joyful. Okay, who's got the green face? Okay, you can sit down now. Thank you very much. Do you want to stand up? Now, what's attached to the green face?
A balloon.
Okay, now. Do you want to hold that? Now, what do balloons do? They blow up. That's right. Okay, now, this is always very risky to do this. Let's put that down. Balloons blow up, they get bigger, don't they? Yeah? There we go. Right, now, so we'll try and stick that up. Now, I've never tried sticking anything to the wall with blue tack before. Now, other things grow as well. So flowers grow, plants grow, and everything else. Lots of things grow, but balloons don't stick. There you go. We'll put the balloon there. You get the idea. Isaiah says, you have enlarged the nation. Now, why was he saying that? He was saying, you see, in Isaiah's time, lots of the people of God were saying, look, the Assyrians are winning. The Assyrians are doing really well. They're fighting. They're beating us. Clearly, Assyria is the way of the future. Clearly, their gods are the way to go in the future. We should start following them. And Ahaz closed the temple, got rid of the older stuff and said, we're going to follow the new ways of the new traditions of the Assyrians and started setting up all sorts of other gods. But Isaiah was hanging on with some of the other people. He was saying, no, we're going to stick with the God of the Bible, because even though we may feel small in number, even though we might not feel like the majority, God will expand his people like a balloon blowing up. And today we might feel that as a church, as Christians, we're becoming smaller and smaller. The latest statistics came out that less than half the people in the country now even call themselves a Christian. We may feel that we're getting smaller, but God can make things bigger. God will grow his people. Jesus, when he came, most people didn't really stick with him. Most people didn't follow him for very long. But the few that did became, bit by bit, a massive group of people. A group of people that's now spread all over the world. And in some parts of the world, the number of Christians has grown massively in just in the last 100 years. God has the power to enlarge the nation. So shall we stick up that happy face? Even though the balloon won't stick up, we can stick up the green face. Right, who's got the red face? Come up. Now, attach the red face. Do you want to open that up? Oops. There you go. If I stapled it together, it's my fault. Let's do that. Right. Do you want to hold that up? Now, for in Israel's time, the enemy were the Assyrians. They were beating them up, they were oppressing them, they were causing all sorts of problems. But of course, throughout history, there's been all sorts of enemies, all sorts of problems. You may feel that you've got enemies, that your boss is a bit of an enemy, he feels like you're oppressing you. You may feel that the government might be a bit rubbish, you may not. You may feel that illness is taking over you and oppressing you. There's all kinds of things in life that tend to oppress us and beat us up. But God says, those things will not last. They'll be torn apart. Do you want to rip it apart? Come on, rip it a bit more. God destroys the enemy. Oops, gone away. There you go. Thank you very much. Okay, and that's the thing to be happy for, isn't it? When our enemies are destroyed, we can be happy about that. When illness goes, we can be happy about that. And when Jesus came, he healed people, he cured people, he raised the dead, and then he defeated death itself. He's very good, he's going to throw the rubbish away, isn't he? defeated death itself by rising from the dead. He shattered the yoke of our enemies, and we say we wait for him to put all enemies under his feet. That's a reason to be happy, isn't it? Jesus has done that. Right, last one. Who's got their last face? Rachel, you can bring that up. Now, Isaiah says, to us a child is born. Now, I've actually got four happy faces here. And it says the child is going to be a king. Somebody else want to hold that one up? Yep. Okay, you do that one.
But when we've got
you want to do that one?
More faces, we have to do...
Put them up there. We'll do that. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, so he said, to us a child is born, and this is going to be an amazing child, and he's got four names. How many names have you got? How many names have you got?
One, two, four.
You got four names. What are your four names?
Ewan Douglas James Patterson.
Ewan Douglas James Patterson. Okay, right, good. So this one's got four names as well. And the four names have a powerful meaning. So who's got the first one? Do you want to turn yours round? Wonderful Counselor. A counselor is someone that shows you the way to go, gives you guidance in life. If you're wondering about how on earth do I know what's the right thing to do, what's the best way to go, God will guide you through Jesus. The Bible's there to do that. So he's a wonderful counselor. Who's got the next one? Mighty God. Turn around. Mighty God. Jesus is powerful. He's mighty. He can do anything. And we can pray to him. We can ask him for anything. And he does amazing things for us. Who's got the next one? Everlasting Father. Don't turn around. Next week, we're hearing about how we can become children of God. God is like a father to us. We can pray, our Father. He cares for us. And he will always care for us. He's an everlasting father. And last one, Prince of Peace. We'll turn that one around. He's the Prince of Peace. He brings us comfort, security, hope in this life and for eternity. In the darkest of times, no matter how bad things get, we can look to what God has done through Jesus, as we remember at Christmas, and what God will continue to do when we trust in him. This is a reason to be joyful. So how can you find joy? Well, don't focus on the news. You may have to watch it and see what's going on, but don't focus on it. In 2023, focus on God and on Jesus Christ. That's the way you find joy and hope, even when there's darkness around.